أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون. Further explanation with regard to the ayah that we read, where Allah Ta'ala says, then we forgave you, that is the Bani Israel. Allah is addressing directly, and when they had committed the worst and the most terrible offense of worshipping the calf, what a stupid thing they had done, and what a great sin it is to worship anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. But Allah says, we forgave you. So the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, which is a very great ni'mat, and we will just expand more on that. Perhaps we don't really realize or take it, we don't even think of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala as a ni'mat. Perhaps our food we think as a ni'mat, our clothing, our eyes, etc. But that Allah is continuously forgiving us. وَيَعَفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah says on His own, He forgives us our many, many sins. And without that forgiveness, we will never be able to exist. That Allah Ta'ala is forgiving us, and we should appreciate and make shukr for this great ni'mat of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. For example, if there is a person working for somebody, and that person, he has got a big family, lot of dependents, and he's not worth any job, he won't find any job anywhere else, and he commits a big wrong, a big crime in with regard to his boss at his workplace, and the boss still forgives him and keeps him, how much shouldn't he appreciate it? Or if there is a woman who has got nowhere to go, no brothers, no sisters, no one she has got, and she commits a great wrong with regard to her husband in the house, and the husband forgives her, how much mustn't she appreciate? In the same way, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, he gives a beautiful example which we heard many times from our Shaykh, that if the lion is running in the jungle and it traps on the fox, which is a small little animal, very weak, coward animal, and the fox tells the lion, I have forgiven you. What is the value of that forgiveness? What can the fox do to the lion? The fox is useless, it can't do anything to the lion. But if the fox was running and it trapped on the lion, and the lion says, I forgive you, how much mustn't it appreciate it? So what can we do, anything with regard to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's power? And if Allah has to take us, sometimes it is the forgiveness of Allah overall. But sometimes Allah gives a person, Allah didn't forgive him, gives him respite, gives him rope, gives him time. And later Allah Ta'ala takes that person to task. May Allah protect us from that. If Allah is to take anyone to task, that person stands no chance whatsoever. And even worse than that, if his whole life goes through nicely, Allah gave him chance, and Allah takes him to task in the akhirat, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, in the akhirat, then that is even much, much more worse. We should beg of Allah and appreciate that He is forgiving us all the time. So this forgiveness of Allah, which we don't even think of as a ni'mat, is a very great ni'mat, and Allah is continuously forgiving us. And not only that, Allah forgives us, He is such a loving, such a great, wonderful being that He loves to forgive us. Allah is afuun, tuhibbul afwa. Allah forgives and Allah loves to forgive. And from there also we should learn that when we forgive one another, whether it is husband forgives his wife, whether it is a boss forgiving his workers, anyone, we forgive anyone, Allah loves that also very, very greatly. So we also should try and forgive as everyone, and then we should beg Allah that you love to forgive. I have forgiven whoever had done wrong to me, I have forgiven that person, you forgive me also, you forgive us all also. So forgiveness is also a great ni'mat of Allah, and perhaps our minds don't go to it, and Allah is continuously forgiving us, and therefore we are still existing. So we should think about this great ni'mat of Allah and make a lot of shukr. And the shukr is that we should stop committing gunas. We should give, for Allah doesn't like us to commit gunas. And we should refrain from disobeying Allah. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, to stay away from sin in the fear of Allah that Allah will punish us is no great achievement. But that all in itself is a very great thing. But it isn't a great achievement. Even an animal fear, when it fears something, it stays away from that. To stay away from sin in the love of Allah. That Allah is so kind, Allah forgives so much, Allah is so merciful to us, and in that a person stays away from sin, that is really the sharafat of an insan. That is the honor and the greatness of a human being, that in the love of Allah, that Allah is so merciful, so kind, that he stays away from sin because of that. That is something very great. May Allah let us understand, appreciate this great ni'mat of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah Ta'ala let us live a life that pleases Allah completely. Wa akhiru da'wana.